This is Primetime Sports, WGNS Murfreesboro, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide on WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps. And always at the game. It's time to talk MTCS sports. It's Cougar Corner from Farmer's Family Restaurant off Old Fort Parkway. We're joined by Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches to talk about their most recent games and their upcoming opponents. It's time to talk orange and white on Cougar Corner.
Welcome into this very special edition of MTCS Cougar Corner here on this Saturday morning. Brian Barrett with you, and we are going to introduce you to the brand new football coach at Middle Tennessee Christian School. We welcome in Fred Shambaugh, who is the new coach introduced yesterday over at MTCS. Coach, congratulations and welcome to Murfreesboro.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here, excited to be a part of this new story.
Tell me about your background. I know it has a little California tie, right?
Oh, a big California tie. I grew up in Huntington Beach, California, and then went to college in Texas. So a lot of my experience is, obviously, is in Southern California, coaching and just growing up and everything else.
So I guess the question would be, why Murfreesboro, Tennessee?
Well, you know what? They're a Church of Christ school, and I have four kids, and the oldest one is nine. And so, you know, at a certain point in your life, your coaching career or your teaching career definitely is not a priority as much as making sure your kids are in a fantastic educational environment. And so I think in this regard, I get everything I want coaching-wise, I get everything I want teaching-wise, and the cherry on top is that my kids get to go ahead and be in a Christian environment where I know what kind of influence will be on them and what they're going to get as far as that goes over the course of the next 10 years or so.
So I'm sure you know the history of MTCS, you know, very young in its football program and really have not had that kind of stability that maybe a young program needs. It sounds like when you're talking 10, 15 years down the road that you have your eyes set here maybe on being in for the long haul.
Absolutely. You know, I have a son and I really feel like, you know, I've been coaching in programs where I don't think I would have wanted my son to play in. And so, you know, when I'm the head coach, I get to go ahead and make those kind of decisions where I get to kind of make that kind of program. So I'm very excited about being at MTCS. I'm also very excited about building the program that, you know, my son and everybody involved in the community, their sons can be a part of. You know, a program where the coaches think in terms of, you know, we're going to make a difference in these kids' lives beyond the football field, beyond their high school days. And so that's the kind of program we're going to build. And you're right, it does take some continuity and it takes an investment to build that foundation, to build that program and everything else. It's not going to be, you know, a one-year deal. It's got to be something where you stay, you create that stability to go ahead and, you know, meet those goals.
Fred Shambaugh is our guest. He is the brand new coach at MTCS, brand new football coach introduced yesterday to the players and to the media, to the school. And I know there's a lot of excitement around the announcement. You have actually spent many years in coaching and you're a young man. I guess mostly almost half of your life has been coaching football in some capacity.
Yeah, you know, I was very fortunate. I got through school really quickly and I started teaching it at, you know, 21 and started coaching at 21. So God's had me on this journey where I've been fortunate enough to be in some really high caliber programs out in California, just learning and stealing all I can. And it's really helped and shaped me as a coach. And the irony is, you know, sometimes as I was sitting there, as I had a lot of these experiences taking place, it's interesting how, you know, MTCS and the challenges that are there and the exciting possibilities that are there. A lot of my experiences in the past kind of have been, you know, they meet those challenges. So I'm excited to see what that looks like.
Coach, why did you get into football coaching? Did you play in high school? Has there always been an interest in football?
You know what? That's really a funny story because my first time I played contact football, it was not a very good experience. The coaches were not, let's just put it, good role models. And so I did not want to have anything to do with football. And my mom signed me up for football in eighth grade. you know, coming out of eighth grade, my mom signed me up for football, and I was like, boy, I don't know about this. But then the coaches at Edison High School there in Huntington Beach, where I played football, they were men of character. And so it was one of those things where I was like, wow, this football can be, you know, something that's fun. And then, of course, you know, you hit the weight room and you get going, and then I had some success there, and, you know, we won CIF championship there, which is kind of the equivalent of what we would have as a state championship. And that was a lot of, you know, a lot of fun playing against Long Beach Poly. You know, you're talking about schools of, you know, 3,000, 4,000 students. So the talent levels was intensely rich. And it was just a wonderful experience. And I got to see players' lives change through that positive experience in a positive football program. And so from there, I was just kind of hooked.
And You mentioned something there that I want to go back to, that as a young man, that you didn't have a good experience, and then in high school you met men of character. Is that what kind of drives you as a football coach to be that type of a coach?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, if you're in it for ego and you're in it for just championships, then really, what do you have at the end of the day? And you know, every year you can build champions out of these young men. And regardless of what happens at the end of the season, if you win your last game or you lose your last game, if you have that higher purpose in mind, you're always going to have a winning season. And so, you know, I've only had one losing season, and we were 2-8. We didn't have seniors, and we were a brand new school, and we had to play a full schedule, and we played some really tough teams. And the irony is, as far as building character and building champions, as far as young men, that was my most successful season as a coach. And a lot of those players have gone on to be in law enforcement and firemen, and just they have remarkable lives. And I'm happy to say, you know, part of the enduring that fire, enduring that storm, was part of that process. And if we had the right approach then, and it paid off in their lives. And I think that is part of the power of the game of football, is that these guys have to go out there, they get pushed against the wall, they get pushed. You know, it's not a contact sport, it's a collision sport. And if you can teach them through those hard moments, it can be a wonderful tool.
So we're talking, by the way, with the brand new head football coach at Middle Tennessee Christian School, and his name is Fred Shambaugh, and joining us here on MTCS Cougar Corner today, a very special show. I mean, we've rolled out the red carpet because we finished our coaches shows last week, and we're doing this special edition today to introduce you here to Murfreesboro, and glad to do that. Kind of give us a little background of where you've been most recently there in California coaching and things of that nature.
You know what? The most recent notable coaching position that I have was I was at Centennial High School, and Centennial High School is in Corona, and we finished, I wasn't the head coach, but we finished 18th in the nation and 6th in the state. And so that's my most recent exposure to coaching. And before that, I was the head football coach at Beckman High School. We went to the CIF championship game my last year there, and we lost by a point in the last couple of minutes. I try not to talk about it too much. And then I did have some coaching experience up in the central section of California, where I coached at Clovis West High School. The highest we ever got while I was there was 22nd in the nation. We won our CIF championship in 1998 there. It's a big school as well. And then I was the head football coach at Liberty High School there. And it was a brand new school as well, and that's where, you know, unfortunately I had my one losing season. But we were able to build the program, and it's, you know, I left because I wanted to get my master's at Pepperdine, and I did. I got a scholarship to go to Pepperdine, and I couldn't pass that up because as a school teacher, you don't necessarily have a lot of money sitting on the side, you know, to pay for college. And so, but after I left, they've won 3 or 4 CIF championships, you know, with what we built there and what we established there, so. So that's basically me in a nutshell.
So were most of those schools public schools or private schools?
All my college basically has been private school, but, you know, as far as my education, but all of my coaching jobs have been public schools.
So this is a new foray into the private school sector.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's one of those things where I know there's a learning curve there, and I've already been bugging the living daylights out of a lot of the coaches in this area who teach at privates and also they're in Tennessee. So, you know, you're always a student of the game, and so when you stop asking questions, that's when you're in trouble. I've got a million questions for a million people, and so I'm becoming well versed in the whole private school scenario.
Fred Chambaugh is our guest, the new head coach at Middle Tennessee Christian School. So what do you think about this Murfreesboro area? I know you haven't spent a lot of time here, but it's going to be your home soon.
Well, you know what? I really like the people, and that's really what we wanted for our family. We didn't want to necessarily raise our family in Southern California. There's challenges everywhere, but in Southern California, they seem to be more intense, and we certainly wanted to have more of a support system for our kids and the kind of people we want them to be when they grow up. And so I think Murfreesboro, I think that's one of the reasons why it's one of the fastest growing places in the country, is because of that. And so we get that out of the town. We certainly get a lot of that out of MTCS, and so we're very excited about that.
Well, I'm sure that, you know, you're coming into a football crazy area. You know, especially the public schools here have had a lot of success. MTCS has been, you know, coming off of a playoff year. The district they play in is really, really tough, and it's really a great place for not only football but athletics as a whole. And Middle Tennessee Christian School is trying to splash onto the scene here in football and other sports, and I guess you're going to be the guy here to do it now.
You know what? It's exciting. I've never been one to run from a challenge, and you can see there's certain challenges there. But at the same time, there's a lot of promise. And so it's just a matter of tapping into that promise. You know, the president has a wonderful vision. The principal is on board with that. And so I see a lot of positive things, a lot of people in the infrastructure and in that community want to build. And so that's very, very exciting. And you can use that momentum to go ahead and do a lot of those things you were just talking about.
You're talking about Mr. Ellenberg and Todd Miller, and boy, yeah. they are, it's a strong leadership core at the school, and I know that they have not only the school but the kids at the forefront, and facilities. I guess you got to take a look at the facilities, second to none on that level.
Oh, yeah, and I'm excited, and they want to do more, and so it's a matter of they know, you know, they're not satisfied with where they're at, and they want to grow, and so I'm excited. You know, there's a challenge there in that, and so I'm excited to go ahead and accept that challenge. And I know there's going to be an expectation level, and I'm welcoming that pressure. So I'm excited about that.
You know, one thing that MTCS has done in recent years, and I think that's really going to pay off and pay some dividends in the future, and that's starting out kids in very young age in the Pee Wee program and working them up into the middle school, and they get that sense of orange and white pride very early on. They want to put on the MTCS colors. Do you see that as a positive thing?
Oh man, that's amazing. I mean, when I was out here at Beckman as the head coach, there are a lot of CIF rules that prevent you from having contact with kids that aren't at your high school, and so it was one of those things where we were always trying to go ahead and create those contacts, and here I am going into a job where those contacts are taking place all the way down at the elementary level. So I'm ecstatic about the infrastructure that is there, the possibilities that are there as far as, you know, building a great program. And so I'm very, very excited. It's an opportunity I haven't been afforded here in California. So I'm looking forward to that very, very much.
Well, we want to wish you all the best of luck, and we'll get to see a lot of you every Saturday morning, win or lose, put on a big smile and talk.
Hopefully more wins than losses.
Well, you know, that's what we'll talk about, you know,
okay. And
keep it positive, and you'll have to throw in a y'all every now and then.
I'll work on my expressions. I had a college roommate one time who used great cows in springtime. He'd say that. I don't know what it meant, but I'll have to pull some of those out.
Very good. Well, it was a pleasure chatting with you today, and we will see you a lot here in the very near future. And good luck, and if we can do anything to help, certainly we're here to help promote your program.
Well, I appreciate that very much, and thank you for this opportunity.
Absolutely. Fred Chambaugh, the new head coach at Middle Tennessee Christian School for the football season, which is coming up. I'm sure lots of things to do between now and the football season, and we'll catch up with Coach Chambaugh a bit later on. Stay tuned. We're going to wrap up MTCS Cougar Corner on this special edition here this Saturday morning in just a second. Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations. Scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Online at mtcscougars.org.
MTCS Cougar Corner. From Farmer's Family Restaurant off Old Fort Parkway on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450. Streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
Welcome back in to MTCS Cougar Corner as we wrap up this special edition here on the 9 o'clock hour on this Saturday morning. I tell you what, great, great guy sounds like Fred Shambaugh, the new head coach at MTCS for the football program, introduced yesterday at the varsity gym around 3:30 and introduced to the football kids right before that. So I think great things are ahead for the Middle Tennessee Christian School Cougar football program. Of course, spring sports continue, baseball and softball and soccer all in full swing. Want to remind you about one thing over at MTCS, the Legacy of Light Gala is coming up on April the 17th, presented by Middle Tennessee Christian School. An evening with Archie Manning, football legend, father of Super Bowl champions, Southern hero, patriarch of football's first family. You can get a personal glimpse into his extraordinary life as revealed in the Book of Manning documentary. From elegant dining to casual tailgating, you can choose your experience at the gala. Select one of seven sponsorship levels, create your own tailgate package, simply come by and enjoy Mr. Manning's keynote address, however you'd like to do that. Seating is limited and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Actually, the reserve seating is already sold out, but they have general admission and barbecue tailgate dinner as well, several sponsorship levels. So here's what you need to do to get in on this special Legacy of Light Gala, April the 17th. Call Middle Tennessee Christian School to get those tickets. You will receive a receipt of time of purchase, and you can pick those up at the gym on various days. The thing you need to do is call Jane Herring at 893-0601. That's at the school, Jane Herring, 893-0601. You can visit the president's office on campus on East MTCS Road and become a sponsor, pick up your tickets, and find out more information about the Legacy of Light Gala coming up April the 17th. That's going to wrap up this special edition of MTCS Cougar Corner. We thought we wrapped it up last week with Jamie Carver, but big things happened this week with the announcement of the new head football coach at Middle Tennessee Christian School, Fred Shambaugh. We have all of the information, including this particular interview. If you're just coming on the backside of it, check out GoPrimetimeSports.com. That's GoPrimetimeSports.com, WGNSRadio.com/sports. We'll get you to the same place. And check out the interview and the story we have written about the new head coach at Middle Tennessee Christian School and Football, Fred Shambaugh. I want to thank you for joining us today. Brian Barrett signing off on MTCS Cougar Corner. We'll see you at a baseball game here real soon. Check out our website for the details on that. Have a great Saturday, everyone. I'm Brian Barrett saying so long, everybody.